Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything?
Here's an email that I received yesterday, and I feel like this may be an issue that some of you suffer through because it is summertime. I will read it verbatim. We have lived in a neighborhood in a Metro West town that I won't mention for the last 9 years.
All right.
This year, thanks to the hard work of my husband and I, we were finally able to put a pool and a fire pit area in our backyard.
It's nice. It's nice when you can make those big home improvements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the last month or so, our next door neighbors, who have three children under the age of 11, have basically shown up every time we are out at our pool asking if it's okay for them to swim.
Arg.
This past Sunday, we even said that we were going inside at the end of the day, and they asked if it would be okay if they stayed and barbecued.
God help you. What? Get your... What?
We would like to use our pool ourselves.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to stop this. What would Nancy Know-It-All do?
Put up a locked gate, first of all. Put a dome over your house. I think you just have to be direct at this point. As uncomfortable as it's going to be, and they might be butthurt, and you're going to have to deal with that, but it'll probably get them off your back. You're just going to have to speak to whomever you're most comfortable having the discussion with and say, you know, we love having you guys over. We certainly don't mind sharing our pool with you at certain times, but unfortunately, the visits have become a little excessive. You just have to, it's uncomfortable, but you got to be direct. You can't, because then it's going to be all effing summer long. Yeah. They're going to show up every time you have people over. You guys just want to go and hang out and enjoy your pool, and then they're like, hey, we brought the towels. Like, they bring, you know, they're having their own little barbecue. They don't bring enough for you, probably. I'm
yeah
assuming.
right.
You know who practices this behavior on the regular? Lindy.
Yeah.
Lindy shows up randomly.
Dan O and H kid
shows up randomly at other people's pools. Hey, kid.
always wait for the invite from H.
Right.
Oh, you do?
Really?
You don't show up.
I wait for the text.
Okay.
She sends a text. She's like, you want to float today? I think.
Don't you float every day, guys?
I think that is the rudest thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
What, to just show up at your neighbor's pool?
If you think that you deserve to use your neighbor's pool whenever you want.
I think people are oblivious to how their behavior affects others, and they really think, hey, you know, they're going to want us to just come over and, you know, their kids are going to love our kids. And it's just, it's so ridiculously rude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their pool. It's not your pool.
Right.
You know?
No matter how long you've known them, you should always ask.
Yeah.
My solution to this is, does he have something like an awesome huge screen TV or something like that?
Yeah, just go
maybe
in
you can
there.
Just mosey right into the house with your your plate of wings. Hey, don't mind if I watch the game, do you? Oh, I brought my cousin, too. He's great. He's a bad drunk, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, you have to have an invite.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you that there should be an invite that is given. I mean,
if they're staying at the end of the day and you're going back in the house, that's a huge liability, I feel like.
Here's somebody who says, I show up unannounced at my buddy's pool all the time, but I buy the chemicals every year for him.
Well, see, that's
please.
Yeah. You know, still, it's their house.
Yeah.
It's their home.
Yeah, I show up at the pool every Saturday, but I bring the beer. You got to have the invite, man.
Right.
It's not your pool.
Just very nicely let them know that, you know what, we love having you guys over, but we kind of need a little downtime ourselves, and we'll let you know the days that are good to have a community pool session.
Yeah.
Like, just don't even give them the option. To say, we will let you know.
Here's a 617 text on the text line, which is 97107. You can use that anytime you want. I have received an invite from our neighbors to go to their pool, and I still feel a bit uncomfortable about taking them up on it because I don't know that it was a real invite.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, is people feel, you know, obligated to invite you. Like, if the temperature is 95,
yeah,
people feel obligated to invite you over to their pool.
I'd rather be like, here, let me buy you a small AC, like 8,000 BTU at Home Depot.
Right.
I agree with that. Like, sometimes people give you the open invite. Like when I was in Florida to see Kenny Loggins, I was down in the Keys. A friend of mine has a beautiful vacation home down there, or a rental property. And she was like, hey, feel free to go in the back gate. The towel's back there. You can use the pool. And I'm like, you're not here, though. Like, I would feel weird doing that.
Agreed.
You know?
Here's a text. We hosted our neighbors at our pool for years. 2 years ago, they put a pool in their backyard, and they haven't invited us over once.
Six.
Oh, nice.
Right. So you used
users.
To be...
Users.
Yeah. Let's see. I have a neighbor who shows up with her kids to use the pool while I'm back there doing yard work.
Ouch.
That's unbelievable.
People just feel entitled. They feel like they're entitled to your pool.
That's crazy,
right?
Man.
Mm-hmm. Go get a membership at the Y.
Well, that's why they call it the ocean and the public beach.
Right. Would you say they were they in Western? Where was they? Where did they live?
Metro West.
Okay.
Metro West. Why, do you think you know them or something?
No, I was just wondering if there was a beach that was proximate to them. That was LB's suggestion. So
The neighbors would probably say, we'd use the beach, but we're pool people. And so we'd like to use your pool.
Then get a pool.
I wonder if they invite other people that are their friends over to these other people. Why don't you come over and use our pool today?
Yeah.
It's next door in the neighbor's backyard.
We're having a pool party.
That's just ridiculous.
That's bananas.
All right. Well.
Well, what's a safe way to make them feel uncomfortable?
Set the place on fire.
No. I said safe.
No, I think
safe way to make them feel uncomfortable.
You could be out there without a suit on, and that would probably scare them away if they showed up one day.
You could end up in jail.
I mean, I think we sort of addressed this the other day. With regard to the house in the neighborhood where all the kids end up hanging out and the expense involved. Here's the other thing on this. If you're planning like a pool day for your family and you have like, you know, hot dogs, burgers, juice boxes, whatever, then the other people come over. They are expecting that you are going to be offering them food and supplying the food.
Dig right into the cooler.
Yes, right.
Even if someone tells me, don't worry about it, we've got this, we've got that, I still wouldn't want to show up empty-handed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's a text, 508 text, that says, I can tell you as a pool owner that the $25,000 investment and the extra $150 a month electric bill, if you're going to bring food and beer, it doesn't cover it.
Right.
So that's not.
Yeah, no,
that
exactly.
That's
dumb.
That doesn't work. All right. So you're saying basically that from a Nancy know-it-all perspective, tell them no go. It doesn't work.
Yes.
All right.
And if you need an alternate one last ditch suggestion, you could always try this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, throw baby Ruth in the pool.
You could do that. Nick has an obscure reference on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Nick?
Hey, do you remember the Adam Sandler skit where the mother was extremely creepy? She said, show your beep and beep.
No, I don't remember that.
Greg's a huge Adam Sandler fan,
come
too.
Come over to the pool and show your...
Oh,
I can't say it on the
radio. Yeah, you could do that. We mentioned that. All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.